welcome back, everybody. Okay. Thanks for hanging out with us.
I got to read an email. This...
Lori has, first of all, drafted Reese Witherspoon a lovely note.
Okay, love
with it. Tons of emojis. Do you want to just read it? Because now she's being serious.
I'm being serious.
Yes, Lorene is being serious.
So I tweeted, you know, I Instagrammed and include Reese Witherspoon and Hello Sunshine, which she sold.
Yes, she did.
But I figured she might have a source.
Okay, that there. Might still be reading the Insta post.
Yeah, the Insta, who doesn't want to read like we do, right. And they're looking for ideas.
Sure. So what did you say?
Longtime fan, first time Insta note.
Insta note, like
first time caller or long time caller, first, what was it?
Long time listener, first time caller. Calling. But you didn't even call it an Instagram, you called it an Insta note.
Insta note.
And I used to be a secretary in 1953. Yeah.
And then the heart, smiley, the heart. Anywho.
I digress.
Yeah, anywho, and I wrote like that. We're doing some scouting for y'all. This book, Book Emoji, would be a huge hit as a limited TV, and then with a TV emoji series. I always think, what would Cher do, Grant?
Or, why not?
Or well, Britney? They
I
talk
get
in emojis.
You a bracelet that says
WWCD.
What would Cher do?
Yeah. We got to get those.
Yeah. That's hysterical.
Writing is chef's kiss. Use that emoji for casting twisty, emotional, snappy storytelling. Thank you for consideration. We've been scouting for a long time with great books. And then I did a bunch of hashtags and included some.
It's hysterical.
The publicist. It's a very cute picture of
me. If anyone knows her.
Your hair looks good.
I look good? I didn't see the picture.
Yeah, you look real cute. Yes. Real cute.
And I'd like you to note that
you look like a girl who just got done reading that book this morning.
Let me see the picture.
Or last night.
Oh, look at that's not bad.
Kind of a bedhead tousled.
My hair is cabin. It's cabin done.
Yeah, I like it.
And I've got on my little Patagonia.
Yeah,
my
kids
gave me these 2 years in a row. Oh. One gave me one last year, and then the other one gave me this this year.
That is perfect for the cabin. Cozy. I'm sorry.
I love it.
I love Patagonia stuff if you're going to be in the woods. There's nothing better.
Nothing better. All right, back to
our show. Let's go back to Skeeter Bay. So last week, you know, we talked to Rocco about his trip to Hawaii, and I specifically asked him about the road to Hana, because I told him absolutely do not do it in a day. It's a nightmare.
Right.
You'll regret it and resent the day. And he said, well, I found
hotel.
There's some fancy
property for like a lot of money, but they did it.
Right. Which wasn't even there. The one and only time I did the road to Hana.
Ugh.
And I said, oh, well, wonderful. So you can go up one way and, you know, I like that. And Skeeter sends us this message. Hello, Rocco and girls. I've listened to your show for a gazillion years and love it. Today was especially fun because Rocco was talking about his trip to Maui. I have a story for you.
Okay.
Exactly 3 months before the Maui fires, which was last summer.
Yeah.
My 85-year-old aunt and I went on a trip to Maui. This was my first time in Hawaii. After we booked the airline tickets, my aunt let me know that I was going to be her driver. Well, she should have known that. I mean, my mom has always told me, you're 17 years younger than I am. Keep up with your driver's license. There's going to be a point where you're the only driver.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But Skeeter didn't know that. She thought her aunt was going to drive, I guess. And then Skeeter says, I don't really like driving very much. And when we got to Maui, I drove my first rental car. And she's about our ages, by the way. Well, on day 4, her auntie said, let's go north. So we went north. We ended up on what I later found out to be the road to Hana. It was really twisty and pretty steep. After about 15 minutes of driving, I told her I thought we should head back. She told me to keep driving. After about another 10 minutes or so, I told her, I think we should head back. She again told me to keep driving. Now I'm seeing signs like honk before going around the corner.
Oh, it's that tight and
tiny,
scary.
It's
like donkeys should be traveling instead of cars.
I told her a third time, let's turn around and go back. She said, well, if you want to go back so bad, go back. Well, we all know what that means. I kept driving.
What does it mean?
You keep driving.
Okay.
Until we were almost to the end of the road. We got to that spot. She said, okay, now let's go back. I said, well, we could keep going and take the other road home. She said, no, let's go back the way we came. Honestly, I couldn't believe I didn't have an anxiety attack. When we got back to the hotel, she wanted to visit the concierge to find a day trip for the next day. When the lady found out we'd driven the road to Hana, not once, but twice.
In the same
she
day.
She turned a little ashen and told us what a dangerous road it was. Oh. Let's just say ignorance is bliss, and I will never go on that road again, even though it is really beautiful, maybe if you're in the passenger seat.
Wow.
It was a nightmare. I've been telling people for years
not to do it.
Based on my time that I went, the first time I went to Maui in like 1987.
The one time I went to Maui and it was the and I did it and it will be the last and forever only time.
So I don't like being scared.
I don't like being scared driving.
I don't like being scared driving up. Or driving down, or on narrow roads.
Nope.
And if it's been rainy and it is very...
Yes.
There's nothing...
To protect you, really.
No.
I get it.
It's nerve-wracking for sure.
That's a funny story by Skeeter, though, that she thought her 85-year-old auntie would be the driver.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a funny story.
Yeah.
We just got a couple of emails. We had on at 3:30... Lost to Dune Road was the name
of
the book.
Lost to Dune Road, yeah.
We got an email from Missy. She said, I was so taken by your book segment, and I was super excited to discover the book is offered on Kindle Unlimited. So if you have that, I used to have that at one point.
Oh, my mom loves the Kindle Unlimited.
It's offered there, and I've downloaded it, and I'm starting now. So Missy, you're never going to talk to anyone for a day.
That's
so enjoy going under.
Yeah, it's perfect.
But I love it that it's on Kindle Unlimited, because they, you know, have a narrow selection sometimes.
Yeah.
Of what's available. Well, so good for them. Mm-hmm. And Lori's, we'll let you know in Reese's team.
When they get back.
Wouldn't it be fun, though, after all these years that you have tried to get a hold of it?
And I don't offer it to everybody. I only offer it to mysteries and a really good historical, like the women.
The women would be brilliant.
Which Warner Brothers optioned in December, 2 months before the book came out. But also, when is The Nightingale happening? The Fanning sisters.
Yeah, when is
that? The whole time I'm watching Elle Fanning in Ripley. She's got feet like me, 4 long toes and a drop off. Oh yeah.
And a drop off.
And a drop off. And the more I think about that show, the more I love that show.
Well, maybe when I'm in a different place and can take being stressed out.
Well, you're going to have to read because there's subtitles. There's conversational Italian.
Okay. Shoguns all subtitles.
You're right. But you got to pay attention.
I don't mind
ready
that.
To pay attention.
I just saw what was happening and I feel bad for people.
Yeah. Well, I have too much
empathy.
When I saw Elle Fanning and she's so good as Maggie, I kept picturing her as one of the two farm girl sisters in The Nightingale, which is a Kristen Hanna book.
That was filmed in...
No, it hasn't ever been made.
That's right.
It was going to start filming in spring of 2020. And the two, you know, it's about these two sisters, Grant, who are French resistance
fighters. I have a Patty who wants you to know she did do the road to Hana. Okay, so point, counterpoint, because Rocco loved it, but he was glad he stayed in this place at top. So here's what Patty says. We did the road to Hana and we thought it was great. We downloaded this app that talked about everything that you would see on the way back.
Mm-hmm.
It gave you the history of everything. I usually recommend it. So it's tomato, tomato. Some people love it.
They don't mind a white knuckle drive. I'm just saying.
You don't even like driving in a light snowstorm.
Julia, I don't like anything involving white knuckles.
Yeah, I'm with you. Yeah. I'm good.
She played too many games of bloody knuckles, remember? Yeah.
My sister and I played it endlessly.
We played it all the time.
All the time, until our parents would yell at us.
Cards was our entertainment.
Yeah.
Oh, we could play how many card games, and you'd build card houses, and then you'd build card forts. And cards was our thing.
I can't tell you how many nieces and nephews I've taught to shuffle.
Oh.
I taught the whole Montana crew like
they
4 years ago. They
shuffle.
Didn't know how to shuffle.
I was appalled.
I was appalled that you hadn't taught them.
Lori, when I go, I always bring a new game. So I brought password. I brought code names. I always bring
Grant,
puzzles.
These kids were like in high school.
Oh.
And they didn't know how to shuffle.
It's just wrong.
That's how few. That, they didn't play
wrong.
Cards.
That is wrong. Yeah.
Anyway, so
they skied.
I became kind of like.
That's
they were,
okay.
They're all like.
They shuffled. We went to Mexico with them.
Yeah, no, they're all very proud. And oh, I
when
always,
you learn the bridge, oh, it's
I taught them how to shuffle and bridge. And so anyway, I'm just like, don't ever forget who taught you that.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
My grandma taught me to do the bridge, and I will never forget it. And every time I do it, I just think back to playing like Old Maid or Crazy Eights or everything, because I would get dropped off with grandma on a Saturday, and when she finally got me to get my hands, and she would like
the little hands. Get them around, Grantee.
Grandma words, girl. I love you. Taught me how to do the bridge.
All right, we're gonna take a quick break and come back with random thoughts. Hey, gang, it's Lori and Julia here for Sweet Living Senior Care. That's SUITE. We have toured these one of their communities and just fell in love with the staff, the team, the father son that really had a passion for putting together. Communities where smaller communities where your loved ones can be taken care of,
where there's assistance but independence at the same time,
really. But it's assisted living, memory care, and hospice care. And 18 communities, there's probably one that's close to you, really only 32 suites. They're all brand new and beautiful. They have a higher staff to resident ratio, like 1-8 compared to 1-10 or 1-12. This is a big deal because when you go and you see someone doing something and they're not getting help, you kind of panic. Mm-hmm. And you're like, come on, people, pay attention.
Well, it's something you notice when you go on a tour of a lot of places. You worry about that.
Yes, absolutely. And it's at the right place. People love it. Visit sweetlivingseniorcare.com to schedule your tour. You're going to fall in love with it. Tell them the girl sent you.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
You know, I saw this story the other day. Did you ever notice that? You know, sometimes I wonder what would happen if...
And now, Julia's random thoughts.
He looks like that puppet. I don't know. He's had cheeky implants. It's just random. That's all it is.
That's all it is. Okay, so we've got people talking today about books, Lost to Dune Road, and about the road to Hana.
Yeah. Here's Sarah. She says, I honeymooned in Hawaii and did the road to Hana, dot, dot, dot. Did the full circle, dot, dot, dot. When we were done, we renamed it to the road to hell.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Mm-hmm. So... Mm-hmm. Different feedback from everybody. And you were just talking about Dakota Fanning.
Elle Fanning.
Oh, Elle Fanning.
Stars in Ripley.
Okay, I'm going to go to her sister, Dakota.
Yeah, Dakota.
Tom Cruise, apparently, remember he was in War of the Worlds with her back in 2003 or 4 or 5.
Yes.
And when he jumped the couch on Oprah and he was dating Katie Holmes and was just going to get married to her.
He never talked about the movie.
Never talked about Steven Spielberg. Didn't talk to him until probably about 4 years ago. Mm-hmm. Was so... mad at him for overtaking Scientology. His publicist, he fired his publicist, Pat Kingsley. His sister became his publicist. And Scientology gates just flooded open.
Yeah. It was,
okay.
And he's been pedaling backwards from that ever since.
Yeah. He doesn't get very far. Okay. So Dakota Fanning starred with him in The War of the Worlds back in 2005.
She was his daughter, right?
Yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm. He has given her a gift every year on her birthday since then. Yeah.
They were great together. I mean, together on the show, like the chemistry that he had with her in the movie was really good.
She was a good actress.
She was
really good.
I remember liking that movie.
I loved it, actually.
I think so, too, but he just...
overshadowed it.
Yeah. Yes, he did. Mm-hmm.
And he gave her a first cell phone, a Motorola Razr. Wow. Razr, I think.
Razr, yeah. The Razr, yeah.
And he also, she said
that was like a James Bond phone.
She said
the
I was
way
so excited. Oh,
I wanted one.
She said I didn't have anybody call or text at the time. It was 11. Right. But I loved having it. I loved it. It was so cool.
Yeah.
And he's given her something every year. Wow. Including a recent birthday.
Well, yeah, it's some Scientology person that is doing all the shopping.
Well, I'm just saying, having assistants and having lists.
He's giving the orders on the charisma chart.
Yeah.
Off the chain.
He sends that coconut cake from the place in Burbank to everybody.
People from questioning him ever about having any real conversation with anybody because everybody's too busy thanking him for the cake or the, you know, Suri's turning 18 on Thursday.
She's such a combo of Tom and Katie, isn't he? Katie, what's Katie's last name?
Holmes.
Thank you. I was going to call her Katie Cruz, but it was Tom Cruise and Katie. Yeah, she is. But I'm going to tell you my other things in random.
Okay.
So apparently, there is this place called the Alcatraz East Crime Museum, which is in Tennessee.
Alcatraz,
but it's in Tennessee.
Yeah, I just...
What?
Yeah.
Alcatraz. What'd I call it?
Alcatraz.
Did I?
Yeah. It's like a
taking an Alta?
Like
a
Alta? It's like your milk.
I've been to...
It's like your milk. Thank you, Lori.
Because I've been to Alcatraz. You know, something happens to my tongue. It twists the wrong way.
It's okay.
Okay, but there's a crime museum, okay? So the owners have been... for a very long time, having in their crime museum the 1993 Ford Bronco that O.J. Simpson has been driving. They thought they had offers up to $750,000 in the past.
Would you ever pay money to go see a crime mobile? Like, they also have Ted Bundy's Volkswagen Beetle.
Cruised
the University of Washington picking up women and then smothering them with ether.
And then would go and,
That car is at this same museum.
It is. So this is...
There is a mob museum, there is a thing, but I know I probably would pass. Yeah. I just wouldn't go.
Me neither.
Too.
You know,
unless my kids were with me and they had something really wicked cool from Batman or something.
Yeah, Batman, Steve McQueen, something like that. But I'm not going to see this. Dark...
It's 100%. It's all crime vehicles.
No, I don't.
It's too scary.
It is too scary. Yeah. Just like the
reality of it all is tough to grasp.
But they're thinking they could get $1.5 million for it.
You know, I remember that when that Ford Bronco came out, that was such a hot car.
And the new ones are kind of cool looking, but then I found out the price and I'm like, nothing is that cool. Third, I don't think any car
had a Bronco. It was a very good car to make out in.
My dad had a Bronco, and I never forget. This is a side story, but he had a Bronco right at the same time, mid-90s. And I think it was silver, or it might have been silver or white. And I was in the back seat, and I found a hammer, and I was about 5 or 6 years old. And I just kind of tapped the glass. And this is before they had, like, you know, shatterproof glass. That thing broke. I freaked out. And I remember my dad not being mad, but it was his new Bronco.
I would have been more mad. Like, how could a 5-year-old just shatter? I'd say I got a bum car here.
Yeah, well, this was in 1993, 92, before they had that shatterproof grass.
Before the internet, even look up who to call.
Yeah.
Happened before to anyone else. I mean, we never knew if this happened to other people. You just word of mouth.
The big question is why was I sitting in the car for over an hour by myself?
Right, and what was the hammer doing in the back?
Blame it on them for bad parenting. That's the moral of the story.
Exactly.
Okay, so Nicki Minaj, who we're giving away tickets to later in our show, who is performing at the Target Center on Saturday, April 27th, she just dropped a new sneaker collection, and it's called Loki Grand?
Yes, Loki.
And these sneaks are low key.
No, it's a brand, and she just licensed her name to it.
Yeah,
and it's L O C I, and they're Barbie pink because the name of her world tour is pink.
Pink, of course.
So they're available if you want to get them. They were not cheap.
No.
I looked at them.
These branded things never are.
Vegan, right?
You are paying for the name. That's always the thing. They're very cute.
Mm-hmm. And I never even got to ask you my most important question.
What was that?
Which is, how many toes does a cat have?
Oh.
Five or six.
I would say five.
On each toe? So a total of what?
12. There's 12.
There's 12, Grant?
10 total. Or no. I would say 20 for each foot.
Okay. No, they have... 10 in front, 5 on each foot, and only 4 in the back.
Well, that's weird.
Yeah.
That's weird.
That number's 18 people. We'll be right back.
I was over by 2.
I can do math, but I can't talk. Well, how have I lasted this long? No wonder.
You've done a hell of a job.
It's certainly time to go.
All right.
Poor people's ears. They're going to be able to listen to people who can pronunciate things. Oh, or at least one half of it.
We're going to miss it.
Oh, gosh. We'll be right back. Grant, tell us about the traffic.
Thank you for those random thoughts, Julia.
Hey, everybody. It's Lori and Julia here to talk about Chanhassen Dinner Theaters. And, of course, the play that everybody goes just loves. We've had so many of our colleagues going, our friends going. We went. People love it, love it, love it. Big Broadway musical has a cast of 29 singers and dancers. They tell our story magically and weave the music throughout. We're going again. We're taking listeners. This will be your third time. It'll be my second time. But it is one of those shows that just, it's such a great story.
It's such a great story, a story that we didn't know. And that way it reminds me of Jersey Boys. And also because the music is so familiar, it's the soundtrack of the 60s and 70s, and many of these other artists that Carole King ends up writing number one hits for are used in the soundtracks of movies to be set in the 60s.
So great.
All ages know Carole King's music, and it's wonderfully told and
Think about planning a fun date night or girls' night out. Visit ChanhassenDT.com for tickets. Chanhassen Dinner Theater, always entertaining you. All right, everybody, welcome back. Thanks for hanging out with us on this rowdy Tuesday.
Was that Beyonce that I was hearing?
Absolutely. I can't believe you asked. She's so full of it.
All right, so last week, remember I told you that, Levi jeans
were trending.
The share prices went up because of Beyonce's Levi's jeans named song that's Post Malone duets with her. And it's a great song.
It's a great song.
The share price went up. CNN has now reported that Levi stores had in traffic store increase 20% in that week that followed Cowboy Carter dropping.
Wow.
And they could think of no other reason. And cowboy boots went up by 24% during that album release week. And then another 45% the week after that. And because Texas Hold'em hit number one on the Billboard Hot 100, we'll call it the Beyonce economy.
And the Taylor effect we had. Why not the Beyonce effect?
Too.
Yes.
But it is. And she's got this website called bincountry.com that I check every day. Today, she just did some random photos, but people are wondering, what else does she have planned? Because will there be a tour? Because one of the famous lines, park your Lexus, throw your keys up as a line in Texas Hold'em. And, Lexus was a sponsor of the Renaissance.
She
name drops in. And so we're wondering what else is planned, the country tour, what is going to be on bencountry.com, B-E-E-N, country.com. And there are hundreds and hundreds of amazing videos of Texas Hold'em. And Beyonce Knowles' mother, Miss Tina, she shares them and loves them, and it's been added. It's added to the fun because it's all ages. I've seen people at, like, people who would live at Sweet Living Senior Care could come together with a, they could film this and learn the dance.
Yes.
To kids, to dance lines, to bars. It's really been quite fun, and I do think it is going to push, the dance, two-stepping craze and line dancing again, that it'll lift all that up again.
I love that because
it's fun. It's
Jeff
fun
and
way.
I could do that.
Oh yeah.
I want to do some, some dancing. I think we could do that.
It's an absolute blast and bring back places where, you 6 to 7, somebody.
Right.
That was something that Lee's Liquor Lounge, they always did for,
There used to be a lot of places
there were
that
so
did that.
Many. We've lost a lot of music places.
Lee is over on the north side, right?
Well, it's over. I just considered it Minneapolis.
Right. Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
It's still, which is crazy.
It's
I just
on
drove,
10th.
And I just drove by it. All the signs are still there.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just like, it just looks like
a guy still owns the building. When Louie sold the bar, everyone that was a longtime Lee fan, we knew. Mm-hmm. It was on its last leg because Lou ran that place. It was, like his lover. He had it for like 45 years. Great collection of Elvis collectibles. I don't know if you ever noticed that, Grant.
Can they compete with the squirrel collectibles up at taxidermy at the Saratoga, Club?
That's just one thing. That's just one aquarium.
It's an aquarium.
Terrarium
of taxidermy squirrel. Okay,
chipmunks. Chipmunks, not squirrels. Because those are cuter than squirrels.
They really are. I've got another Hana story, and this is from Stacy.
Oh, continues.
Okay, I've been on the road to Hana 4 times.
Oh, Lord.
Early 2000s, and brought a dog named Rosie along.
Oh, dear.
Maui Market Growers had a deal for a sandwich and a rescue dog.
Oh,
she was
gosh.
The best, and we swam the waterfalls together. Next time, 2014, with husband and son, we rented a sleeper van and went the back way. At one impasse, we were inches from the edge of the cliff as we tried to pass another car.
What?
In 2018, my BFF and I rented an SUV with a tent topper. The campground did not have any availability, so we parked in the neighborhood. Cops came, so we had to drive back at 2 a.m. Talk about white knuckles.
Yeah.
The last time in 2020.
Oh, she goes again.
She went 4 times 2022 with my sister.
Learned.
And then she says, I finally spent the money and rented a hotel night right on the bay. Funny. She was committed.
Yeah.
That sounds like scary times, though.
Yeah.
Oh gosh, I love it. Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, we have so many nice people doing nice things to us today. Thank you, everybody.
That's
We like them.
Zendaya, you know, the press continues for challengers. She's in Italy now.
Is it out here?
It opens this Friday.
Yeah, I believe
good.
So.
I'm glad you're
I
not
believe
giving,
it's this
okay, because I had to look at you twice.
Yeah, I believe it's this week. We thought it opened last week, but it didn't. The hot movie is, you know, Dev Patel, Monkey Man. My brother just said it's wild.
Oh.
That Dev Patel movie is in
a good way.
Well, here, do you want to hear his
Let's
review?
Hear the review.
So actually, we're not going to get, we're not going to be getting it.
Challenger
until April 26th.
That's the date.
Okay, so it's a week.
We're rushing it.
2 weeks
but,
out.
Okay.
All right, first we're going to go back to Monkey Man.
My brother said, I loved it. I love action revenge. I love gritty. I love India, Mumbai. Reminded me of a Guy Ritchie movie. Also made me think of Jason Statham. A little bit deeper, but a Jason Statham kind of movie nonetheless. On some acid and maybe a dash of meth.
Oh, God, your brother.
Yeah.
Way to add the color.
Yeah, I know. He does give the good color commentary on that. But, I mean, just it is, I guess, wildly innovative because it is stories like any good movie, an action movie is always there's a revenge plot. Somehow in an action movie, somewhere the point of the story is there's revenge that needs to be taken.
And he liked it.
Yeah. Liked a lot. And I'm going to have a review tomorrow of the Ungentlemanly Ministry of Warfare.
The new
Guy Ritchie movie.
So you're going to the premiere tonight.
Well, not the premiere, a sneak peek, they call it.
Oh, well, whatever.
I know, but it is, you know, I think it opens Thursday.
You don't think Guy Ritchie's going to come to the AMC
I don't think
tonight.
He's coming to the AMC tonight, but I'm going to bring some extra dots in case he
All
is
right,
there.
Good.
But now, Roger Freeman watched Challengers.
Okay, the Zendaya movie.
Yeah, and she's wearing a Ralph Lauren dress in Milan, posing in front of the Duomo. I'm sure you've got a picture of that.
I did.
In Milan. It's the
Milano.
It's beautiful
gorgeous.
Cathedral.
It's gorgeous.
It matches, shall we say, the Il Duomo in Firenze, otherwise known as Florence.
Florence, yes. I always thought it was Firenze.
Firenze.
Okay.
Firenze.
Like you're going
Grant,
to.
That was one of the things that most confuses the first-time American in Italy, that all the names of all the places you know are not called that in Italy.
Oh.
Roma, Venezia, Firenze, you know, like that.
Yeah.
Milano. Yeah, but isn't it? You're like,
oh, yeah.
I remember going there and I was like, this makes no sense. Why don't they just call it Roma?
I agree, Lori.
Why isn't
agree.
It? I mean, I was just like, anyway, but here's what Roger Freeman says about Challengers. You know, and Lucas's last movie, I'll remind you guys, was Bones and All. And it was with Zendaya, who's also in Challengers, and Timothée Chalamet, and Chris Hewitt liked it a lot, but it was about cannibalism, and it took place in Minnesota. Remember?
No, because I wouldn't have even probably let you talk about it.
No, he talked about it. Yes. He just said Lucas Guadagnino, or however you say his last name, who gave us Call Me By My Name, was the director. And he does these, you know, moody, erotic, disturbing movie themes. And in
Bones and All,
he had Timothée and Zendaya being cannibals.
Okay.
So little, few people saw the movie that it didn't matter, but the critics liked it. So Timothée is now literally singing Bob Dylan at the Newport Jazz Fest while they're filming the biopic.
Oh, gosh.
Right now, cool. No, he is. There's pictures everywhere of him with his Bob Dylan.
I've always wanted to go to that.
And Zendaya is, you know, going all around Europe in faintly looking tennis clothes, and she just looks amazing. This is what he says about the movie. He said, it's a triangular tennis romance. Zendaya is the lust and affection of two players having their own intense bromance. Josh O'Connor from The Crown and Mike Feist from West Side Story. The setting has now moved from Tuscany to New Rochelle because it's based on a book. It's a screenplay debut. And Roger says, I've never seen so many chyrons in one movie as the action cuts back and forth with more abandon than a Christopher Nolan film 3 years earlier, 8 years earlier, 2 days ago. I gave up trying to follow all that direction, even though Zendaya had good different wigs to differentiate times. But Challengers, which should have been called Love All, has a lot going for it. The three main actors are effortlessly watchable, charming, and good-looking. The music is mesmerizing. Surprisingly, one of the most amazing things in the movie are the tennis scenes. Credit the cinematographer who helped the director find a new language in their sonic exploration of the tennis racket. They make tennis so attractive. The courts are going to be full this summer.
I hope so.
Challenger should be a hit. It's full of sweat, longing, and haunches, ass, and thigh. The film hits the sweet spot for a key demo audience. Every generation gets a movie like this, hopefully that will define their idea of romance in a troubled time.
Interesting. I'm totally going.
Yeah, but how about that? That it's an ode to tennis. And apparently, the cinematographer and the editor has given it a language. And that was when I saw the trailer for that. I was like thinking, oh my God, Julia, my brother, every tennis person is going to go. We haven't really had any kind of love letters to tennis.
No, we've only had like
rivalries.
We had the Billie Jean King movie recently.
We haven't had any sport romance around the sport.
We had a rom-com with Kirsten Dunst.
All right, there you go.
And Paul Bettany. And it's a tennis rom-com, and I loved it. And I watch it whenever it's on. And it's a cute one.
Yeah, but you know, that's probably the last one.
And there's so many beautiful people that play tennis. I thought that we should have more.
Set in settings that it seems gorgeous. Like a lot of places things could be happening.
Gorgeous.
There's going to be a glut of tennis movies.
And it's the sound is really sweet. Like a pickleball match, it's loud,
Loud.
Tennis is just...
Yeah.
And tennis, whatever you say, it requires so much more athleticism.
And Grant, thanks for posting this photo. May we all get an opportunity to wear a dress that basically looks like Ralph Lauren doing a take on the Marilyn Monroe 7-year itch dress.
It's so
the
white cute.
Dress.
It's so cute.
I hope someone does like a Grant coffee book table of all of her dresses from this press tour.
You pretend to buy it for Victoria, but Mom doesn't have any room for it, sweetie.
It's
gonna
go
keep it at
my
our
coffee
house.
Table. Yeah. Exactly.
I'll keep it in my bedroom.
Right. Battle of the Sexes was that one with the Billie Jean. That was with Steve Carell. Yeah. That was a pretty interesting movie.
Emma Stone.
Movie.
Yeah, it was a biopic. No romance there. Damn it. All right.
All right, interesting. That movie review was brought to you
by Roger Freeman
via Lorraine, his best mouthpiece in the Twin Cities.
I like Roger.
And it's coming out in 2 weeks called Challenger. We're going to take a quick break and we will come back and Hollywood speak. What's the meaning of everything?
Oh boy. Okay, I can't wait for you to Hollywood speak this. So People Magazine's current issue is their 50th 50th anniversary special edition, and they have Viola Davis, Jennifer Aniston, Oprah, all kinds of people on, Michael J. Fox, all kinds of people on the cover. And then each of those people, what did it mean, you know, to be on People magazine? Well, Oprah, for her, it happened in the 80s, which was arguably the heyday of People magazine, probably.
So were the 90s. We read it. We loved
that. 2 million a week or something. Yeah. Huge numbers. And you knew you made it if you made the People magazine cover.
I would agree.
But she talked about therapy with People magazine. And she said, I've never been to a therapist. I just talk to Gail King every day.
Well, that's true.
That's good.
I mean, think of it, Lori.
I couldn't handle being somebody's daily therapist.
But
let me give
it
to you in
virtual.
Let me give you in context.
All right.
I mean, for a woman who brought us so much therapy on the show,
She didn't have time to schedule therapy.
I've never been to a therapist because I had so many on the show. But my, which is, you know, wow.
I'm not going to write a book because I've read so many books myself. Yeah.
But my real therapy came from downloading whatever was happening in the day with Gail every night.
They were BFFs.
Yeah, maybe Gail did the same thing and they could talk to each other because Gail is busy.
They're like sisters, Laura.
Yeah, okay.
Think of it as like sisters.
All right, but it also explains, you know, too, maybe why Gail's husband did get mad about her nightly phone call
with Oprah. I agree.
She also credits Maya Angelou and Sidney Poitier for helping her. Those are the people who kept her grounded. So
and Eckhart Tolle, she did, if I'm pronouncing his name right.
Sidney Poitier.
Listen, I mean, you and I do therapy to each other every day here.
Okay, but I mean, we're not Oprah. I'm just saying it's kind of surprising
She wouldn't have time, though.
That the experience would have been educational for her. That was one of the things I was very struck at in Harry's memoir, was how frank he was about how therapy worked for him, because he did not want to acknowledge that losing his mom at 12 was traumatic.
Right.
His whole family, everything was... Do not talk about it. Do not acknowledge it. Pretend like it never happened. Keep a stiff upper lip. This does not work for traumatic things.
No, I know.
I'm just saying, Gail makes me even, you know, no wonder Oprah always brings her on everything. It's the least she can do. That's what I say about that.
For being free.
Yeah, okay.
It's the least she can do. You're funny.
I know it. New Broadway. There's going to be a new Broadway show, Romeo and Juliet. Jack Antonoff is doing the music.
Okay.
People were very excited on Broadway. Rachel Zegler is going to be in it. And Kit Carson. He's a Broadway.
I know who he is.
Anyway, and she, of course, was Maria in West Side Story. Anyway, Romeo and Juliet, we get the poster. It's Romeo. It's their beautiful faces and right in bold print.
Does it say these guys die?
The youth are bleeped, but the F word is spelled out with no asterisks.
Why?
Or anything.
Why?
Well, this is what I want you to speak. Why in the hell?
You don't need to do
would
that.
Would they do that?
Yeah.
Because they want to shock you. Shock without the jock. It's shocking, Lori. This is a shock value, and it's supposed to make you intrigued.
It makes me worried that the book isn't good.
Oh.
If they're relying on the most basics. Like, you know, at least have fun. They could have, like, used little... I don't know, like the statuary of whatever time this Romeo and Juliet are going to talk to each other from a balcony. There's ways that you could make the F word just using a little F.
Or and using then, a little, the at sign and then dot, dot.
Well, not even that, because that's so cliche. That feels too, you know.
I don't care because I don't like Romeo and Juliet. I'm not
as
going.
A story.
I don't like the story. Yeah. I'm not going to go
it's
see
it. It's always
this.
The same story.
It is. It bores me.
No spoiler alert.
These two die at the end.
Yeah.
That's what it should say.
Right.
Spoiler.
Yeah.
This, you know, 600-year-old player, however.
Yeah, right.
They die.
It never gets old.
No.
Same story you've been hearing since the beginning.
So this is what they've resorted to. And they had pictures of it on, you know, outside of the theater, and people were just kind of like,
come on,
Broadway is let's just say they're gossiping about that and the fact that Keith McNally from Balthazar, the one who let us know what a rotten person James Corden is to wait on in a
because
restaurant.
Of how he fussed over his wife's eggs.
Just how dismissive. Mm-hmm. Well, Keith is wondering this. He reposts a photo of Jeff Bezos and Lauren Sanchez going to a White House dinner last week.
Yep.
Well, it wasn't the first time. We had real gold with D.C. with that Michelle Salahi and her guy.
Oh, yeah.
They went to the White House correspondent dinner, and then they found out they were fraud, and then she left her husband for Neil Schoen from Journey, who has a Minnesota connection. How about that?
Lori, that felt like you were high.
Yeah, I know.
That sentence that you just said, whatever just happened there,
Brittany's let me see your eyes.
We connected
Brittany's following
it.
Brittany who?
Brittany, our Brittany.
Oh. Our Brittany, that, Brittany, if you're listening.
Because that scandal got them kicked off the show that they showed up.
I know, I remember. But what does this have to do with Jeff Bezos and Lauren Sanchez?
Because they were at the White House dinner, and people last week were wondering, good Lord, is the White House inviting every billionaire now?
Well, he's a big one.
Yeah, well, Key said, does anyone else find Jeff and his wife absolutely revolting? Is this what having $1,000 billion does to people?
Oh, that's funny. I just want them to look at their eyes.
You can't. And she can't close her mouth. But anyway, he's really having a hard time with this, too. And they just reminded me of Michelle Salahi and her guy.
Fine.
That's
okay, fine.
How they were, you know.
Okay, I just.
The whole
you.
Thing. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Time to take a break.